Well, I'm with Alex Rutledge, and Alex, you know, I got the opportunity here at the SHOT Show to learn a lot about this stuff that, you know, you guys live, and it's hunting and being in the outdoors, doing videos. But you look back at your career, you know, you're a guy that grew up in Missouri in the Ozarks, and now you get to do this for a living. It's got to be cool.
I'm blessed to be able to do this, you know, being raised again, as you said, in the Ozarks, growing up in a family of 10 kids, 5 boys, 5 girls, and yes, Terry, my family tree did fork, all right?
Well, you've got, you know, an opportunity when you do this. Now, you're a professional hunter. That's really what you are.
That is correct. I hunt for a living, and I travel all across the United States talking about hunting and sharing some of my hunting techniques with people all across the United States. So it's a dream come true to have a job like this. And, you know, Ben, we've touched on that. I want to say that one of my focuses within this industry is to educate kids. I love taking kids and taking them hunting and teach them the right way to be successful in hunting. So that's one of my main objectives in this business.
Let's talk about a little history here. Let's go back to Dad Rutledge with those 10 kids. You know, you had to gain that love of hunting from somewhere, and I'm sure he had a big part in that, maybe brothers, sisters, whatever. Tell me a little bit about that and how you got started.
That's good. You know, my daddy is the one that got me involved in hunting, and my brothers as well. But I can remember, and I'm going to reflect back to some stories, if you don't mind. Many a spring morning, you know, us boys would bring a turkey in after we killed him. My daddy, he was a cook in the Navy. He was on the USS Yorktown. It's an air carrier in the World War II. But anyway, he was a chef there. He was the head cook. We'd bring a turkey in, man, he'd just have a smile from ear to ear when we'd bring it in there. The following morning, he would be up before daylight fixing cathead biscuits and frying turkey breasts for us boys. Boy, you know, and those things I reflect back to, but it inspired me even to hunt even more, you know what I mean? But also hunting with my brothers, I remember hunts going with them in the turkey woods, slipping up close to a bird on the roost, and them teaching me how to be quiet and how to get set up and have the sun to our back and sit up on a hill above the turkey if we can or level with him. Things like that I just reflect back to that really sticks in my mind.
Well, you're a versatile guy. You know, you turkey hunt, you deer hunt, but you also do predator hunting, and you also elk hunt. There's no elk in Missouri, is there?
No, there's no elk in Missouri, but I started elk hunting actually about 4 years ago, and I go out west, hunt Colorado and New Mexico. Right now, I've hunted, I guess, 4 years, and I've shot 3 bulls, so that's where I go to elk hunting. I love calling animals, any critter there is. I don't care if it's a duck. I'm not a big duck hunter, but if it's a coyote, bobcat, elk, turkeys, whatever it may be, deer, that's my game. And I'll show you real quick, we make a variety of calls on her especially, but I had to learn to use calls, my voice. And here's some of the animal sounds I can do for y'all. I think you might like this. Deer grunting, snort, sniff, wheeze. And a doe bleat. And the hen turkey. Coyote. Predator call, hurt rabbit, spring turkey morning, you ready? Oh, 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 oh. Log truck.
That's great. That's great. I don't think we went through a whole story there. We didn't use two words. It was all animals. That's great. Well, you know, as you do this, and you're kind of part comedian, you're part hunter, part having fun. You're walking around here at this show, which is absolutely a blast for me, too. You know, it's funny. As a kid, we grew up hunting pheasants and rabbits and squirrels and stuff like that. But you talk about those elk in Missouri. I'm starting to see some of these other states introduce them. Kentucky's got a big group of them now. You think Missouri will do that as well?
You know, they've tried to get them in there for several years. You know, I'm a true supporter of it. I think we need elk there. Excuse me. The farmers are against it because they're concerned about the cattle, and diseases may be coming in there, you know, to affect their cattle herds. But Kentucky has it. Arkansas's got them. Pennsylvania. Tennessee. That's the states that I know of right now over on this side. But I would push for it if we could get it in Missouri, I promise you. Elk hunting, if y'all have never tried it, You it's easy to get started in it. Talk to a friend that's been elk hunting before. You can also go buy some of our products that teach you how to use elk calls and how to elk hunt. But get involved in it. It's very physical sports. You do a lot of walking, and it's a lot of strategy. Kind of like being on a secret mission in the military. You got to use the wind to your favor. You got to stay hid, stay quiet, get close, then try to call the animal to you. So that's what it's about.
Alex, I appreciate you being with me. You know, it's going to be one of these things. You know you're getting called back here at Shotgun Fan Radio. You and I are going to probably have one of these things. We'll do a stand-up act, maybe. How about that?
You can do that, yeah. Let's see. Who could you be?
I don't know. I could be the straight guy because I've done a good job today.
Hey, Abbott and Costello. There you go. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah.
Alex Rutledge, you're a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having her, especially myself, on your show. And all your listeners out there, I just want to end up with this, and I always try to do this. Take a kid hunting and introduce him to the outdoors and share with him the love, sound ethics, and conservation. God bless y'all. Thanks for having me.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Shotgun Fan Radio.